So the United Nations mission in the country is implementing quick impact projects, most of which are focused on supporting the host communities, strengthening the rule of law and promoting peaceful coexistence. Well, quick impact projects are small-scale, low-cost projects funded by the UN missions and that are planned and implemented within a short time frame.
Well, to bring us up to the speed about the Army's Quick Impact Project is Mr. Sam Muhumure, who is the Chief of the Recovery, Reintegration and Peacebuilding Unit of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. Sam, good morning and good to have you in the studios.
Good morning and thank you very much for having me.
Yes, in simple terms, what are Quick Impact Projects and how do they work?
Thank you. Quick impact projects, as the name suggests, are quick, rapidly implementable projects focused on supporting host communities to enhance the mission mandate implementation.
Right. And what are the priority areas for the mission in implementing these projects?
Every year, UNMISS sets aside some funds that are aimed at supporting communities in addressing some critical issues that enhance their lives. And every year, the mission leadership, under the guidance of the SRSG, establish priorities for that financial year. Now, for this financial year that we are in, there are four priority areas that have been identified and approved by the mission leadership. Mm-hmm. So those priority areas are, number one, as you know, the mission is running protection of civilian sites in a number of locations. And where those sites are located, the host communities face resource challenges as a result of having those big number of IDPs in those areas. Mm-hmm. So the first area this year has been to support communities around the POC sites so that we can promote peaceful coexistence between the IDPs and the people who are hosting them around. The second area is strengthening rule of law infrastructure where it's feasible. As mm-hmm. Every part of the country is not under active conflict. So there are areas that are a little stable, that are peaceful, where we need to strengthen the rule of law. That is the police, the judicial systems, the local traditional conflict resolution mechanisms. So that's the second area that the mission is looking at. The third is creating favorable conditions for the return and reintegration of displaced people. As you know, we have about 2 million people internally displaced, and those people certainly, in some areas, when the situation gets better, they need to return. But before they return, there are a number of improvements that need to be made for them to return and settle in those areas. It could include rehabilitation of some basic services, like mm-hmm. a school where children would go to. So that's the third area that the mission is prioritizing this year. And the last area, because of the political conflict, many people think that the intercommunal conflict aspect has completely lost attention. Mm-hmm. But in most of the parts of the country, those intercommunal conflicts that used to exist even before the political conflict came in are still apparent and they are still existing. So again, these quick impact projects are aimed at trying to address some of the conflict issues to mitigate them and to promote peaceful coexistence, especially in potential flashpoint areas mm-hmm. where these normally happen.
Yes, and do you have specific areas, like places that have been marked that this is where it's going to happen, like these four impact project, quick impact projects, or you just, you know, how is the criteria of choosing these places?
Yeah, as you know, the mission has offices in different parts of the country, and actually we have 10 field offices, and each field office is given an opportunity to work with the states within those areas of responsibility and the local communities to identify what they think are the most critical issues, putting in consideration the risks associated, the capacities in those areas to implement those projects. So the projects emerge from the field needs. Offices, and then once those priorities are identified, they are brought to the headquarters, and then there is a committee that decides on what needs to be implemented. So that's the process that goes through. It's not Juba that determines what needs to be done in Awil. It's the office in Awil working with the local authorities there and the communities that determine what they think are the most critical priorities. Of course, bearing in mind that resources are always scarce, the needs are many, but you have to look for something that is quick, rapidly implementable, and can generate great impact.
Right. And speaking about resources, how much money is the UN mission spending on these projects, and what role is the community playing in the implementation of these projects?
Again, like for every financial year, there is a limited amount of money that is allocated. For this financial year that we are in right now, the mission has put aside $1 million for supporting these projects. And currently, we have 20 projects that are under implementation across the country. Like I said, the process of developing these projects involves communities. So we have the committees that oversee the implementation of these projects. They start from identifying the idea, agreeing on what needs to be done, identifying implementing partners, looking at the contribution the communities or the local authorities can make, and then the mission comes in to support the implementing partner that has been identified with those limited funds, and then the implementation goes. Now, during the course of implementation, the communities again ensure that they monitor to see whether what they agreed to be done is what the implementing partner has done. And we always try as much as possible to ensure that the implementing partners are local organizations, local CBOs and NGOs. Again, the idea here is to build their capacity so that they can be able to continue serving the country even after when the mission is gone.
All right, Sam, finally, what would be your final remarks or message to our listeners about the Quick Impact Project's implementation in South Sudan?
Yeah, Quick Impact Projects, like I've said earlier, they are aimed at addressing some of the critical issues where you can have just a small cash injection, and then it can really lead to greater impact. For example, if you are renovating a school in an area where IDPs are returning, then that helps the children who are coming in to have access to education. So the local authorities, the communities, have a responsibility of sustaining some of these projects that have been identified so that they can continue generating impact for the communities. So my call is on the local authorities to fully participate and support the sustenance of these projects, as well as the communities to understand that these projects are for them and they should cooperate and support. And frankly, we've been getting a lot of support from communities. So that support and cooperation to continue, so that in the process of trying to bring sustainable peace to the country, the needs and the aspirations of the children, the women, the protection issues of the communities can be addressed. And UNMISS will always remain a partner for peace in all this endeavor.
Sam Muhumure, thank you so much for your time.